Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is time now to get to our next guest because he's going to be a very important player for the Brisbane Lions. His name is Harris Andrews. Harris, welcome to Sports Day.
G'day, guys. How are we doing?
We're good. Is that a fair assessment from the moves that you've made and the talk around the Lions and the finals experience that you've now had over a number of years that it is going the next step and that will be the pass or failure this year?
I wouldn't necessarily say the pass or failure. It's certainly obviously a goal of ours. You know, we go out each year to, you know, ultimately win the premiership just as much as all the 18 teams do. We're really excited. We've obviously done reasonably well throughout the trade period and the draft period. Picked up some really good pieces that we think are going to come in and help us as a footy team. I guess we're just really excited to get into the start of the season. We've sort of had a reasonable start of the pre-season. We've come back pretty fit and the weather's been good up here. So we're really excited about, you know, what this year can hold for us.
Don't speak too soon. I think you've got a major weather event, as they call them these days, about to hit your shores in the next 24 to 48 hours. But nevertheless, where do you need to get better at, Harris, to get into that big last game of the year?
Oh, I think we looked at it at the end of last year, identified a few things that we felt like we needed to improve on, and probably team defence was certainly one of the things that was a common occurrence amongst the groups. I guess if you want to be in the, you know, in the top four teams in the comp, your team defence has to be right up there, and that, you know, sort of starts with the points against stat. And I can imagine that if you went back through history and looked at all the premiers, that, you know, they were always a part of that at least top four team defences. So yeah, we've been able to sort of train pretty hard over the summer, putting some things in place that we think will be able to help us defend better as a team. And obviously it's a good opportunity with a little bit of interclubs and match play stuff, but we're really looking forward to a few weeks' time when we play against the Swans and Geelong in the pre-season games to really start to put that into play and action. So, that's probably from our end. And just a continual improvement, I guess, of each player. We feel like we've still got quite a young core of players that, you know, guys can continue to improve their game. And, guys like Daniel Rich, they'll no doubt continue to improve as he has the last couple of years. So, we're really excited about, you know, season 2023.
Break down team defence for me in simplistic language, because we hear it in the average footy fan. I go, yeah, I've heard that before, but how do you work on team defence? Like, break it down and explain it to us like you would pre-training as you're going through a drill.
Yeah, I think there's all different layers of team defence. It's ensuring that each line, you know, mids, forwards and backs are all on the same page with the way that you want to defend the ground. Ensuring that, you know, guys are switched on for 100% of the game to ensure that their opponents aren't getting the outside or, getting uncontested footy. And, you know, I feel like as a footy club, we really thrive on a contested style of game. And if we can keep the ball in tight and, have that team defence to force teams to kick long down the line, then we give ourselves a great chance because we back ourselves at the contest. And, I guess that's probably, a little breakdown of what team defence looks like. It is a bit of a term that sort of gets thrown around a bit, but certainly something that we will continue to work on and something that we think we can take to the next level.
Bottom line, it was a term invented by fullbacks to blame everyone else if there's a goal kicked on them, isn't it? It broke down up the ground.
A little bit of that, Jared. You know how it is. But, it certainly is something as we identified. It's important that each player sort of plays their role throughout the game on defence and offence.
So when I saw that we were interviewing you tonight, Harris, I hadn't been monitoring the news today. I had a sneaking suspicion this might have been a captaincy announcement. Has the captaincy been decided up there? Is Dane going around again, or are you likely to toss the coin?
No, we haven't done anything in regards to our leadership group and captaincy and that sort of stuff yet. We'll wait for a few more weeks. I think we've been able to put some good stuff in place for the guys that have, been a part of the leadership group the last couple of years. We're sort of working pretty closely with Simon Fletcher from Leading Teams, just to continually improve ourselves as as leaders and as players. And yeah, we'll just go through sort of a very similar process to what we've done the last, you know, 5-6 years, where as a playing group we come together and, you know, we have a trademark that we play by and stand for as a footy club, and you know, whoever represents that as well as anyone in the group, they typically find their way as captain. So yeah, we'll all go through that in the next couple of weeks leading up to the start of the pre-season games.
What's the team's trademark?
It's more of an internal thing, Kane, to be honest with you. You know, we sort of, things that we have up on the walls in our footy club that, you know, we base our performance and our attitude off as a team, and probably not something that I'd roll out over the phone.
No, it was worth a shot though, Harris. A less experienced player would have bitten on that one, so well done to you. Do you get a bad rap in the media, do you think?
As a footy club or me personally?
You personally. I remember a game last year you played against GWS, and I went on TV on Sunday and I said, Harris Andrews is 25, he looked like he's 60. Is that too harsh? And what do you go through with your body that we perhaps aren't aware of to get yourself up?
Can I rephrase that for you, Harris? Does Kane Corns give you a hard time in the media?
Oh, to be honest with you, Jared, I'm not really too aware of any of that sort of stuff. Yeah. You know, I've got too much worried about the forward that I'm playing on each week to, you know, concern myself with the opinions of media people. And, yeah, I probably don't, you know, move the way that I want to move, in the sense of I'm not the most athletic or speediest guy getting around, but there's certainly parts of my game that I feel like I bring to the table that are good strengths. And, there isn't anything from a body perspective which is holding me back, which is really exciting. And, you know, I've been able to get some good training in over the summer, which hoping will hold me in good stead going into this season.
Well, but there's no doubt about that. Like, you get your positive plaudits. Don't worry about that. You're an exceptional footballer. We all know that. And number one in spoils in the AFL. And I thought your intensity lifted throughout the final series. And I thought you had a very good finals campaign. I was just interested in whether you do consume the media, because at times you do look lackadaisical, if that's the right word, and you have had gold scored on you. So I'm just interested in your mindset.
Yeah, I guess everyone's entitled to an opinion, Kane. And, you know, I'm just going in week in, week out, day in, day out to try and play my role for the team. And I guess playing as a fullback, you are going to have goals kicked on you at times. And I wish I didn't, but that happens. And, you know, I'll just put my best foot forward by trying to get better each day.
Mm. So we know Marcus Adams isn't going to be there. What's the defence look like as far as the tools are concerned? Who you got? Which top three have you got?
So we've got, we've got some decent depth there, in the sense of, Dizzy Gardner. He's been around for 9-10 years now, so we feel like he's going well. He'll be ready to go. And then Jack Payne as well. He's come in the last couple of years, been able to put, his best foot forward, I guess, in some big games last year, played in both the finals. And, we're really excited about, I guess, the potential he has as a footballer. Super athletic, probably makes up for a bit of my athleticism, to be fair. We're really pumped. And obviously a massive loss, to lose Marcus.
Yep.
He's been such a great player for us the last couple of years. And, he's had his troubles with his body. And obviously the concussion was really disappointing. But I think as teammates and as one of his mates, I just want the best for him. And, for him to go on the inactive list is really good for him. It sort of takes a little bit of pressure off him. And he can now sort of just worry about his health and making sure that he gets back to 100%, because he's got a lot of life to live post-football career, whenever that may be. So, we're really excited. As a back line, we got some good continuity down there, in the sense of, a lot of us guys have played together for a fair few years now. So we're just keen to rip in again.
Speaking of the back line, Cam Rayner, I think, trialled there or had been training there throughout the pre-season. Is that a permanent position for him?
No, it won't be. I wouldn't say it'd be a permanent position. I think, pre-season's a great opportunity for guys to experience different positions. And, we feel like it'd be a really good opportunity this pre-season for Cam to spend a little bit of time down back and just sort of, I guess, work on his game and, experience life from the other end of the ground. We know how damaging and dangerous he can be sort of inside forward 50 and even pushing into the midfield. But, it's been awesome to probably work a little bit closer with him throughout this summer. He's got so much, I guess, energy to improve, and so much energy out on the ground, in the sense he's just so strong and powerful. And I'm sure he's probably seen his footy a little bit differently down back. And, he's been nothing but receptive of everything that we've given him in regards to feedback and, wanting to get better.
There's perceptions of opposition players when you play against them a number of times. You would have done that with Jack Gunston. Has your perception changed now that he's your teammate?
Perception, certainly hasn't changed. He's an unbelievably skillful footballer. Mm. It probably has changed a little bit in that sense. I didn't realise just how skillful he was. He's super smart, like his leading patterns and I guess his ability just create a contest is really great, and we feel like he's going to add a real dimension to our forward line in the sense that, you know, he will kick some goals, but he'll also just provide a little bit more structure up there. You know, forward line is quite a tough position typically to play because you sort of don't have anything to reference off. You're creating the movement as opposed to the backman that you're playing on. And so to have him down there, we feel like, you know, he's going to provide some really good leadership and give guys like Eric and Joey some, I guess, structure to work around. And, you know, we've had a couple of good hit-outs so far playing on those guys, and you know, they seem to be all moving really well. So yeah, it's been great to have him along. He's a great fella as well, which is probably the most important thing.
Did Joe Danaher have surgery over the off-season on that shoulder?
Joe had a shoulder surgery, I guess you could call it.
How's he going?
Season, so yeah, he's going well. He's I don't know if he's quite back into full training at the moment, but he's certainly moving well. He's out there majority of the time. I think he's just, you know, a couple of last boxes to tick with the shoulder to get him back into full match sim and stuff. But, you know, we're doing some stuff like forward 50 versus the back 50. He's been really, you know, moving really well and really vocal out on the track. So, yeah, we're really excited for what he can do this year.
Chatted a little bit about Josh Dunkley only minutes ago. He caused a stir with just a couple of Western Bulldogs fans because he said that the Lions do a lot more running than what the Western Bulldogs did. And also that your midfield's better. And, I mean, that's an obvious thing for him to say because he's at his new team. But did you consume any of the to-ing and fro-ing between Dunkley and the Western Bulldogs fans?
No, I don't even know what you're talking about, to be fair,
okay.
Kane.
Okay, I'll leave you. What sort of impression has he made then?
Oh, yeah, he's been awesome. You know, the way he's come up here. And I guess just really wanted to get down to work. I think he's... you look at him, like his stats the last couple of years, I think he might lead the league in smothers over the last 5 or 6 years. And that's something that, when you talk about team defence, as we mentioned earlier, like that's, you know, starts at the source. So I feel like he's got a really great balance between, you know, being a great offensive player and then also that defensive side, which sort of, as I touched on before, we want to continually improve on. And he's working really well with, you know, guys like Lockie and Jared Berry and Hugh McCluggage, but he's also spending a lot of time with the younger guys who are, you know, starting to play in the midfield a little bit more. So, you know, guys like Will Ashcroft and David Robinson, who's been around for a couple of years, but we think that, yeah, he can learn a lot from Josh. So, yeah, it's been awesome to have him. And once again, he's sort of a really good fella as well. So he's great for the environment.
And just a word on Will Ashcroft. I mean, we've heard a lot about him and how special he can be, but what sort of footballer will he be from your point of view?
Yeah, he's super disciplined. There's not many 18-year-olds like him, I don't think. He's super hardworking, just really keen to improve. He's really bought into the sort of mindset and attitude that we want to, I guess, thrive on as a footy club in regards to continual improvement. And, I'm really excited for what he can do this year. Obviously, you don't want to put sort of too many expectations on an 18-year-old kid coming into the system and what they can achieve. But, you know, he certainly won't leave any stone unturned, and he's working hard every day.
Harris, we thank you so much for your time. Good luck for the season.
Beautiful. Thanks for having me, guys.
The Brisbane Lions were beaten in the prelim final by Geelong last year. They will open up their campaign in round one on March the 18th versus Port Adelaide. Jared, I'm bullish about their what they're capable of achieving this year with the list that they've got. They don't really want for anything, and I think it's going to be an exciting year for them.
Yeah, I think it's just a query on the tall backs. I take the point that they've got, you know, a little bit of depth there, but it's still a minor weakness that they need. They need Payne to really develop and really come through as a lockdown senior player.
Gunston helps, doesn't he? Because at times, you know, a little bit like how Port Adelaide used to use Justin Westhoff, you know, if they need him to go behind the ball for 10 minutes just to steady things up, he's got the experience to do that. Or if there is an injury to one of their medium halfbacks, he can go and play there because he's got that versatility. And then you'll still have Hipwood and Danaher in the forward line. Yep. So they do have a bit more flexibility in their lineup, and they have the best small forwards in the competition. They're everywhere. Charlie Cameron, Bailey, if Zorko plays there, if Rayner plays there, I just think they have the most talent from their small to medium size forwards. in the competition. So they'll kick a lot of goals. We'll find out whether they can stop them, like Harris Andrews explained it to us.
Did you like the move of Zorko to the back line? I could understand the thinking, but I think he's too small for that position. I think he's much better forward of the centre.
Yeah, it coincided with him having that injury. Remember, he couldn't run.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
He was still playing, but he couldn't run. So yeah. I was taken aback by how ordinary he looked. He was still getting 30 possessions and playing well and using it well. Yeah, I guess it depends on Rich and how much footy they get out of him. Clearly, yeah. They're thinking about it. Archie's played a bit of that role, and now they're thinking about Cam Rayner. So it's in their minds, but I'm with you. I think Dane Zorko does his best work when he's touching it forward of centre. 1-300-736-736 is the number if you want to have your say and join in on the Harcourts open line. Then stick around because there's still plenty more sports day to come after this.